A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Lamed Tes, Yevamos 39a, pagination 77, starting from the Mishnah on the third wide line. Mitzvah begodol leyabeim. The mitzvah is that the oldest should do yibum. Lo ratza mahalcha makol ha'achin. If the oldest does not want to do the yibum, then we go to the other brothers and offer them the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Lo ratzu, if they don't want to do yibum, chozrim etzel gadol, then we go back to the oldest. Va'omrim lo, and we say to him, alecha mitzvah, here's your mitzvah, o chalotzo yabeim. Either do chalitza or do yibum. So we see here, as the Mishnah presents it, there's a priority to try to do Yibum, and only after that doesn't work to go to Chalitza. And we also see from the Mishnah that there's a priority to offer it to the oldest brother before we offer it to the others. One item that deserves further discussion, and it is discussed among the Rishonim, whether the different brothers in age order have some level of priority, or is the level of priority only given to the oldest, and after that, all brothers are equal. Do we go in chronological order, offering it to each child, each brother in age order, or not? A similar discussion can be found regarding the mitzvah to honor your older brother. Kabed es achicha hagadol. So in Yoredeya Simen Resh Mem Siv Chaf Beis, we have this halacha that you have to honor an older brother. The Beis Lechem Yehuda over there writes that this honoring of an older brother, as he understands it, is not every older brother than the person, but rather only to the oldest brother, la'och shenichnas b'makom av, to the son, or to the older brother, that would stand in place of the father. It's an extension of honoring the father, and it's limited to the brother that would take the place as the leader of the family. But it's not every single level of who's older than who. Whereas there are other perspectives in terms of giving honor to the older sibling, and indeed takes into account chronological order. Let's move on to Amud Beis, where we get a description of Chalitza. In practical halacha, we generally frown on doing Yibum, even from the time of the Gemara, according to many Shitos. We're concerned that the union might not be with the right intent. In any case, the prevalent approach is that in such a case where the brother dies without children, Rachmana Litzlan, we would do chalitza with the widow together with the living brother. The description of chalitza is given over here, counting up from the medium lines, about 8 lines. Askin Rav Yehuda Begita de Chalitza. Rav Yehuda legislated the text of the Chalitza document that certifies that Chalitza was done, and it relates exactly how Chalitza is done. Ich Polonis bas Poloni, ikravis yos Poloni, Yevama Kadmona Levedina, how this certain woman brought a certain man who is the Yavam, her Yavam, in front of us in Beis Din, Vishtimod Inhu, and we were let known, Da'achua de Misna Me'aba Niu, that he is the brother of the deceased one through his father. A brother through his father, which is critical for Yibum. Va'amrile, and they said to him, Itzavis liyabeim yabeim, if you want, you could do Yibum. Ve'ilo, and if not, itla lo ragleich, stick your foot out to her, enable her to do chalitza, diamina, your right foot, ve'itla lo rigla, and indeed he stuck out his foot, diamina, his right one, v'shara sine, and she removed the shoe me'al ragloi from upon his foot, v'yarkas pa'anpoi, and she spat in his face, not literally in his face, but in that direction, has to go towards his face. Roka de mischazia levedina al ara, and it was spit that was noticed to the Bezdin. They could see it, and it fell on the ground. Which causes us to spend a moment over here and discuss what indeed is the symbolism. What is this requirement telling us, this concept of spitting and removing the shoe? So the spitting is a concept that's fairly straightforward. We understand spitting is an act of disgust, of rejection, and the woman expresses her displeasure with the Yavam, with the living brother, by spitting in his direction and expressing that he was offered an opportunity to create a legacy for his deceased brother, and he's refusing to do so. And that's this concept of spitting. What is the concept of removing his shoe? So, it's a halacha, it's a mitzvah, it's the Torah. We don't really have to give reasons, but there does seem to be a powerful symbolism that deserves comment. We have a bracha in the morning, Hamechin Mitzadei Gover, that Hashem guides the footsteps of a person. And we're told that that refers to shoes, because shoes enable the person to take footsteps well out of his comfort zone. He can travel, he can go, if he needs water, if he needs food, if he needs a job, if he needs clothing, if he needs anything, he needs to meet somebody. Hamechin mitzadei gover, the ability to walk, to travel, to go from one place to another, is symbolized by shoes. We find, for example, that when Moshe Rabbeinu is at Har Sinai, so he's told, Shalna alecha me'al raglecha, take off your shoes, because where are you going? You're here. You've arrived. You belong here. You're going to stay until you're ready to leave and you'll put your shoes back on, but right now you're here. Now, it's true that the simple explanation would be that you're not supposed to have a hefsek, like in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim didn't wear shoes. There was no hefsek, no separation between them and the floor. But it's also symbolic that you've arrived. I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. Why would I need shoes? Why would I go anywhere from here? And this concept of shoes applies to the Yavam as well, because the deceased brother can no longer go. He can no longer accomplish. And the Yavam, the living brother, was given the opportunity to create shoes, if you will, to create the ability of to walk in this world, to have a legacy that continues, a living child. He was given that opportunity on behalf of the deceased brother, and he refused. And symbolically, what we do is we take off his shoe. as if to say, you were given the opportunity to create a shoe for somebody else, and you refused. So mida keneged mida, the proper and appropriate thing is, we take away your shoe. And that's at least one insight into the concept of chalitza. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.